Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we are on fire today. Oh, I tell you, the fire is burning today. Hallelujah. In fact, look here, 30 seconds. Let's go with our prayer language. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, all you people. Shout out to the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, we bless your name, O Lord. We praise your name, O Lord. We glorify your name, O Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you that tuned in today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are going to have a time today because this is an international victory service. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we got our Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized team on the scene today. We have, hallelujah, Pastor Theodius Lee from, Theodius Lee from Essex, Maryland. Are you there, sir?
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. We have Pastor Maxine Lee of Essex, Maryland. Are you there?
Praise God. Hallelujah.
We have Pastor Willie Mae Peachesburg from Baltimore, Maryland. Are you there?
Woo-hoo! Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And we have none other than Brother Earl T. Bird. Oh, Bishop E. T. Bird. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Dr. Bird. Hallelujah. Brother Bird. We got, glory to God. How many of them are there? Glory to God. We got Brother Bird on the scene. Are you here? Oh, that's right. That's me. Yes, I'm on the scene. Glory to God. I'm filled with the Spirit of the living God today because he done something for me, and I know he done something for you. Oh, let's praise him one more time.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory, glory.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah. Pastor Peters, can you give the housekeeper suggestion?
Hallelujah.
Because we need folks to get things set up. Because God is going to move by his Spirit in a mighty way today, and we don't want to lose none of what he's going to share with us today. Go ahead, Pastor Peter.
Yes, get your Bible. Call the children in, everybody into the room. Get your Bible. Get your notebook, your pencils, your paper, whatever you're going to write on. Get your items for communion. It may be water, crackers, bread, juice. Whatever you want to take it for your communion, use as your communion items so we can all be on one accord. Hallelujah. The same page. Hallelujah. If you get these things together now, when we get to that point in time, you'll already have it. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. And I want you just to know, glory to God, that it is not an accident. It is not a coincidence. It is not just happenstance that you tuned in today, because this is your day. Glory to God. I said, this is your day for miracle, for healing, for deliverance, for hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In your life, this is your day. Who am I talking to today? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, look, hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God for Avon Bellamy. Glory to hallelujah. I'm tuning in today. I thank God for Elaine Walls and Ann Walls tuning in today. I thank God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God for marvelous. Marvelin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Janetta McCoy, God bless you. Angela Hill, Elder Rosetta Carey, God bless you. Minister, hallelujah. Cynthia, God bless you. Hallelujah. Minister Janice, God bless you. Raylene, hallelujah. God bless you. I don't know if I got it right, but glory to God. If your name starts with R, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for Minister Linda Blackwell. Glory to God. Sterling Blackwell, glory to God. Scooter and Barry and David, glory to God. And Reggie and Alan and Danya and Tiffany. Glory to God. Oh, we calling all these names, putting it up in the atmosphere right now. Ronald Harrison, Yvette Harrison, Angie Harrison, Mother Harris. We putting them up in the atmosphere. Harry Warsaw and Maisha Warsaw. Glory to Margaret Pearson. Glory to God. Yada Cynthia. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Holly Carol Tunstall and Carol King. Hallelujah. All up in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Julie Warren. Julie. Glory to God. Getting the hallelujah. I'm having a time right now. Annie. Hallelujah. Anna. Glory to God. Ava. Glory to God. Kitty. Little Kitty. Big Kitty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good God. Hallelujah. Stephanie. Little Stephanie. Desiree. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Monica. Hallelujah. Victor. Hallelujah. Julius and Joshua and Lou Mitchell and Big Mitchell. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Michelle. Hallelujah. Bishop Waters. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Apostle Margie Mercer. Bishop Elect Norman Nevins. Glory to God. Oh, we having a time today. Everybody that tuned in today. Hallelujah. Minister Jerry Cleveland. Rakim. Oh, glory to God. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So many more are going to tune into us today. Oh, we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sheila from Jessica. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Damon and Dion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Diamond and Faith and Coco. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Angelo. Come on now. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for Tanya. Hallelujah. And David and Talitha and Joseph. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And glory to God. And Rachel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Stephanie and Raymond Banks down there in Chesapeake, Virginia. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Mother Boofy down there in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Hallelujah. And Ricky and Tony down there in South Carolina and Georgia. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Jerry down there in Rocky Mount. Hallelujah. And Dorothy down there in Tarboro, North Carolina. And Jeffrey and Maria, hallelujah, in North Hollywood. And Bob and Lil up there in Boston, Massachusetts. Glory to God. Oh, look, glory to God. We thank God for all of you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Willie Mae Patterson, God bless you, dear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. Oh, Pastor Peter, do you see anybody else? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Manny, glory to God. And Martha and Pat, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Paula and Bob, hallelujah. Glory to God. And Ezra.
Ellen Terry.
Glory to God.
Ellen Terry, hallelujah.
Yes, 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 hallelujah. And Denise Brown, hallelujah, glory to God. And Alicia Dempsey, hallelujah, glory to God. And Michael, hallelujah. And Donald, come on now. And glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, Yadabo Shasta, it is it. George Dukes and Tavon and another Tavon and a Maurice, hallelujah. And Shirley, hallelujah. And Maurice. Lisa, Michelle, and James Kelly. God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And Dorothy Warsaw. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my. We thank all of you for tuning in because God has a miracle for you today. You're in line for a miracle today. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Fine, amen. Can I rent one for just a little while? Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
God, Elder Rosetta Carey, glory to God. Bishop Waters, glory to God. Pastor Don Street, come on now. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Bishop Carl Pierce and Bishop Bart Pierce, God bless you today. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for all of you. Pastor Viola Wright, hallelujah. Pastor Lewis Wright, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Lorena Johnson, hallelujah. Sister Marion Johnson, hallelujah. Glory to God. Bertie Johnson, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Kirsten, hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I did say Rachel. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. We just thank all of you for tuning in today. Hallelujah. We God bless you. Oh, y'all get ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Put your seatbelts on. Hallelujah. Psalms 23. That's the seatbelt. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we're going to take off in just a few seconds. Hallelujah. We're going to have the pastor's corner. We want you to know that we have a dynamic duo from Essex, Maryland. They're going to come forth in power and might with the right now word of God. We thank you, hallelujah, that God is going to make every crooked place say, every rough place plain. He's going to exalt every valley, every mountain and hill. He's going to make low, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed in their lives and in our lives. Hallelujah, and we're going to all see it together. Glory to God. Right now, glory to God. Without further ado, hallelujah, we give you none other than, hallelujah, Pastor Dr. Theodis Lee and Pastor Maxine Lee. God bless you. The floor is yours.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We give Jesus, amen, a great big, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Great, great, big clap offering once again. They are always worthy of the worship, and the birds do an excellent job, amen, giving them worship and giving them praise and adoration and thanksgiving, amen. And it just blesses my heart to hear, Mrs. Lee, amen, how they worship the Lord out of their heart, out of their spirit. And you can't help but feel the spirit of the Lord coming out, resonate out of their spirit. And we just thank God for them. Again, we're just honored to be here on the broad, invited to come back on the broadcast once again. And we just thank the bird for inviting us. And so we want to get right into the word, just share some points of reference with you again. And we just want you to be open to the Spirit of the Lord because, amen, God has a miracle with your name on it. Praise the Lord. He has a healing with your name on it. Amen. He has a deliverance, brother, with your name on it, sister, amen. He has a restoration, amen, with your name on it, husband and wife. Whatever it is that you believe in God for, amen, we are here, amen, standing in agreement with the birds to just encourage your heart and to tell you that Jesus is the healer, amen. The Holy Ghost is the worker, amen, and God the Father is the Father that loves you so much. He wants you to be healed. He wants you to be delivered. He wants you to be free from the powers of darkness. Amen. Amen. God has is going to open some door for some of your listeners today. So receive that by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. The Lord wanted me to share that with you. He has some doors he's opening. And some of those doors, amen, has your name on it. Amen. So expect the best. Expect the best. I'm saying it again. What is teaching? One of the purposes for teaching is repetitious. Teaching is repeating until learning takes place. Amen. Not only in our head, but in our spirit, in our heart. Amen. And so just stay attentively to hear the word of the Lord because he has a miracle, healing, deliverance. What's your name on? Share a few verses of scripture. This is Lee and I. And one of the scripture is concerns you, amen, is found in Isaiah 26:3. And the word says, by the Spirit of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, amen, it says, God said, I will keep you in perfect peace. Everybody say, he's talking about me. Amen. I'll take my dad. He's talking about me. Amen. To receive the word of the Lord. I will keep you. And perfect peace, one of the word that the Lord said, Isaiah 26:3 again, I will keep you in perfect peace, or peace, amen. Satan, the Bible says, comes to steal, amen, God's peace, amen. He comes to steal God's joy out of your life, husband and wife, brother and sister, amen. But God said to tell you, amen, I release peace into your life. I release peace into your situation. Amen, I release my peace in the circumstances. Amen, what you're going through and believing for. And God has the power to do it without anybody's permission. Amen, the forces of darkness, nothing they can do. And again, I want to read that again. I will keep my people. I will keep you in perfect peace or peace, peace. Another translation says, whose mind is stayed on thee. And then those of you who just feel that the Lord, he's speaking again. And so before I go to the next point of reference, just feel the lad of the Lord. Amen. You've been going through. There are many of you out there. You've just been going through. I see a lady, you just crying. You've been crying a lot, just a lot. Amen. Because you're just going through. And you even said these words. You said, Lord, I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to lose. Amen. The devil trying to tell you, just give it up and let go. But in the name of the Lord Jesus, my sister, amen. It could be more than one sister, but it's specifically this particular sister, amen. But you lift your hands right now and say, I receive my deliverance in the name of Jesus. I receive my peace right now, Father God, in my mind. I see as you lifting your heart, I see other sisters right now. You have your heart lifted. And my brothers, the Lord said, I'm not going to leave you out. I had you mind on this when this broadcast came on. And he said, you let, and some of you brothers have already raised your hands. Amen. A little humor there. But amen. And you said, Lord, you did it for her. Amen. I thank you for doing it for me. And I might be husband and wife, but this is also those who single. And I see you rejoicing. Rejoice. Give God glory. Give God glory. The anointing is coming out. Mr. Lee and I are releasing the anointing and the birds. We are releasing that burden, removing yoke, destroying power of the Holy Ghost into your life. And I see, amen, this little sisters again, it could be more than one, but I see tears coming down your eyes. Brother, I even see you. Amen. And you giving God glory. There's a man that actually the anointing is so strong all over you in your house, wherever you are. You might be in the car. And I see you getting down on your knees. I see another brother, amen, pulling on the side. I see another man just pulled on the side of the road. The anointing is so strong. You didn't want to take any chances, amen, and have an accident. And you, that was all right, the right thing to do. Now, you just received that anointing. You received that anointing, sister. Husband and wife, you received that anointing. Enough is enough. And Satan, take your hands off of them right now. And I command the peace of God that passes all understanding. Command you to be healed. There's another man right now, amen, and this could be more than one person. But I see you on your left side. Over your stomach area. Amen. I see God healing you. You have a condition there. And I see God healing you right now, right now, right now. And you just tell the Father, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. It's God's anointing. It doesn't belong to us. Amen. It belongs to God in the name of Jesus. And you just give God the glory. You give God the honor. And you give God the worship. The enemy has been coming. If there's one attack that the enemy has been using, glory to God, on especially people, but also the body of Christ. That is unfortunately, because of situation circumstances, is to get you all caught up, amen, in things. And amen, instead of listening to God sometimes, that's not all of you, but taking shortcuts and going this the way and going that the way. And you find yourself, you're just caught up in some things, amen. But God said he sent the birds, amen, this broadcast today, amen, to release, amen, to release you, to minister to you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, perfect peace be multiplied to you, amen. And the birds are going to get testimonies from this broadcast, amen, because the anointing has come unto you. And some of your homes, I'm just repeating, but some of your home, amen, some in your bedroom, the different places, in your car, some of you pulled on the side, glory to God, feeling all right now. I could even see you and I could hear you, and you're giving God glory, and you're giving God honor, and you're crying and worshiping your hand. I want to go to the next point of reference, but glory to God, we're led by the Spirit of the Lord, so we're not in a hurry. Amen. We on this broadcast, the birds, amen. Amen. For you, amen. So we'll stop whenever the birds say, okay, amen. And I say that with honor and love, but amen, they want you to be healed. They want you to be delivered. They want you to be set free. Glory to God. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for healing those knees in the name of the Lord Jesus. Some of you having some seriously knee problem. And I command, this is late eye, amen, the birds, amen, release that healing anointing into your knees right now. Somebody's having a problem with the neck, in the back area on their neck. Amen. And you put your hands back there. Glory to God. And God just healed. He already healed you. And now you jump and you're giving God glory. And you're giving God honor. There could be others as well. Amen. Sometimes the Lord will just show us one person, but he'll let us know there's another person. And there's another person. There's another person. So you just receive That anointing right now, in the name of Jesus, stomach area, God is working the healing. Amen. Some people with stomach area and tube problem. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we release. We release those tubes. Father God, that's which is in that man's stomach, in that woman's stomach. I release you, and I command you to leave that body right now. Leave right now. Leave in the name of the Lord. Loose. Glory to God. Glory to God. Loose. Right now, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you, God, for healing that man, healing that woman. Healing. I see God healing marriages today. I see God healing marriages today. Glory to God, because you've tried many things. Amen. But God is healing your marriage, and God's going to give you instructions. Amen. Glory to God. Don't go back doing the same thing, husband. Don't go back doing the same thing, wife. Amen. Give God the glory, and some of you need to get back into church. Glory to God. Amen. You've been trying to do things on your own, and you just went out into some error and put yourself in a vulnerable position. But God is healing. God is healing the marriage. He is healing your marriage. He's healing you. Amen. And you love one another. Matter of fact, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I want you to, the husband and wife is right there. Amen. The Lord say, hug one another. Amen. Hug one another right now. Make the devil a disgrace. Amen. Embarrass him. Amen. Put him under your feet. God said, just tell your wife, I forgive you. Tell your husband, I forgive you. Amen. We forgive each other. We love you. And God said, move on in the name of the Lord Jesus from this point on. And don't ever bring what happened in that marriage back up again, because you'll just be opening the door. You hear me? Hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking. You'll just be opening the door. But amen, you know God's delivered you. Amen. And he's set you free. Your life won't be the same. Amen. And get into that word. Read that word. Stay with the word in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I just give you glory and give you honor. We have some more points of reference here, but to tell you the truth, we want to be led by the Spirit. Amen. God gave us the word, but sometimes when he sees your faith, sometimes God just moves in love because he loves you. He doesn't want you to hurt anymore, my brother. He doesn't want it. I even heard a brother just say before, God, do you love me anymore? God, do you care about me? And God said, I'm just showing you, amen, that I love you. I love you. I love you, and I will continue to love you. Now, what I need you to do is love yourself, amen, and stop letting people dictate to you and tell you what how they see you through your eyes. You stop talking, amen, and sharing things. Some of you been telling things about your personal life and your business and this area and that area. God said some things you set yourself up, but God said, I'm here to heal you because I don't want you to be sick. I don't want you to be, amen, I don't want you, amen, to go through the same thing that you've been going through for a while. This is your day for deliverance, and you receive that deliverance, amen. And watch the people. Hey, the word of the Lord is coming to me again. Watch the people that you've been talking to, and some of those people are your relatives, amen. Instead of you getting away from them and not talking to them, God said you set yourself up. And so God loves you. He said don't go back, amen. When God delivers you, he never send you back the same way, amen, the same place, the same time. If it didn't help you before, glory to God, it will not help you now. Amen. This is your day, my brothers, my sisters, husband and wife. Amen. This is your day for deliverance. So receive that in Jesus' name. I want everybody out there, just lift your hands right now. Glory to God. I want to see if the Lord wants me to finish this or just turn it back over to the birds or my wife. Amen. Because we led by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. But just lift your hands out there. God has touched you, my sister. Amen. He's touched you, husband. He's touched you, wife. Oh, God is restoring marriages to birds. He's restoring marriages. He's restoring. He's restoring. Marriage. Oh, the anointing is just coming out to you. Receive this anointing. Receive it. It's God's anointing. It's not the leaves. It's not the bird. It belongs to God. Amen. And Jesus has made provision that you could be delivered today in every area of your life. I see a man. I don't know whether you're in the hospital, but I see you laying in the bed. Amen. And I see God is ministering to you. And somebody's been praying for you to be delivered. And I see you in that hospital. I see you in that bedroom. Amen. And God, I just send your word to that man. Yeah, I believe you're a person of color. Amen. And I see that. You just arise. I don't know whether you're listening to it or somebody's listening to it and got the radio on or something. I don't know. But I said, rise in the name of Jesus. God's going to deliver you. He's going to deliver you. He's going to deliver you. You're delivered in the name of Jesus. Amen. He's going to deliver. Father, we just give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise, and we give you majesty in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I want everybody out there, again, just lift your hand. Amen. God has touched you. He's touched your husband. He's touched your wife. He's touched your son. He's touched your grandfather. I see your grandfather. This man, I've seen the bed that God is ministering. He's a grandfather. Glory to God. I see him. And you're a slender man. And you're a person of color. Amen. And a brown skin. Maybe a little light, medium brown skin. Short hair. And I see God delivering you. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, Father. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, God. We loose the minds. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you. We thank you. Loose the minds. We loose the minds in the power of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Holy Ghost, thank you for going out and touching the mind, touching the body, touching the stomach area. God, touching those two, healing those bodies. Healing those marriages, healing those minds, God, healing, God, those knees, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name for healing that person with that cancer. Glory to God, they gave you up to die, but in the name of Jesus, if you believe God's word, amen, God said you shall live. And you don't have to die, amen, because I'm God. And because you lift up and you're reaching out to receive, God wants to heal you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for that. I give you glory, give you glory, give you glory, give you glory, give you honor. We give you worship, Lord. Only you can do, God, the healing. Only you can do the miracles that they need. Only you can give the deliverance that, God, Lord, you perform, God. Lord, we have no power. Glory to God to heal nobody, and we never claim that. Amen. It's your power. It's your anointing. It's your burden removing, your destroying power of the Holy Ghost. It is your anointing, and we just operating like with along with the birds. Amen. We're just operating in your gifts, Father God, in the name of Jesus, your leadership. So, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for loving the husband, loving the wife. Oh, there's that married couple birds. The birds, I see this again. I see those married couples. Amen. Hugging one another, loving one another. I see a man, he can't wait to get home so he can call his wife. He can just hug his wife. Amen. Praise the Lord. When God does it, he does it right. Glory to God. I see you running up the stairway. Glory to God. Can't wait to get to his wife and falling on his knees. Amen. And tears coming down that man's eyes right now in the spirit of the Lord. And then she's trying to figure, what in the world? What happened to him? What's wrong with everything? And he's trying to get the words out, but it's a little hard. But just give him a few moments. Glory to God. Amen. He'll be able to say, honey, I'm sorry. I'm delivered. I'm sorry. Amen. And I see that. I see that. What a beautiful picture in the spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. God, it's not by might, not by power, which you are doing today in the lives of these men and women and husband and wife. And, oh, yes, Lord, I see also the word of the Lord has come again concerning families. There's been some families that has left. Amen. I'm talking about children now, and a lot of them are not 1 or 2 years old. These are teenagers, and some has been taken away from some of you, amen, and I see in Jesus' name, some are older, amen, but I see where God is bringing them back home. Yes. Glory to God. God's bringing them back home. Amen. Mother, you look forward. You've been in pain. You've been in pain. You haven't said too much to any people. Amen. But God heard your prayer, Mother. Amen. You pray for that boy. You pray for that girl. You pray for those children. To be delivered. You pray that they'll come back home. Amen. And come back with a right mind, a ready mind, a mind to want to serve the Lord. Amen. And they're going to go to church. Amen. And they're going to hear what you have to say. And they're going to tell you, say, Mama, I was wrong. I was wrong. And I should not have talked to you the way I did. I shouldn't have said the things that I said. And I ask you to forgive me. And I see that boy, glory to God, crying. I see his tears coming on. And I see mother crying, glory to God. And I see it. asking, Daddy, Daddy, forgive me. I'm sorry, Daddy. I shouldn't have talked to you that way. I shouldn't have said those words, spoke those words. And I ask you to forgive me. And I see the daughters, glory to God. Amen. To this day, glory to God, it'll never be the same. The marriage will never be the same. The family will never be the same. Concerning these families, glory to God, that the Lord speaking to me, my wife about, glory to God, the birds, never be the same. I thank you, Lord. I just give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Thank you for the healing, the miracles, spiritually, mentally, physically, socially, financially, Father. We just give you glory. We give you honor. We give you worship, Father, for what you have done in the lives of these families, God, spiritually, mentally, physically, socially, and financially, Father. Glory to God. Birds, you're going to get some testimonies. Glory to God unto the Lord. Say, the Lord has done this thing. And another person going to say, the Lord has done this thing. And another brother's going to say, you know, the Lord has done this thing. Glory to God. Deliverance and healing and setting me free. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, 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 Jesus. We thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. We give you all the majesty. We give you all the praise, Father. Lord, it's all about you. Thank you for the birds, Father. The men and women of God, they love you, Father. And they just open to your spirit, Father. And, Lord, when you have sons and daughters like the birds, God, glory to God, that's open to your spirit, that love you, that want to please you, that want to do that which is right in their sight. Father God, Lord, you will touch, reach out, and you will touch that husband. You will touch that wife. You will touch their children, Father. You will touch those grandchildren, Father, because their heart is, Lord, I want you to be glorified. I want you to be exalted. I want you to be blessed, Father. It's not about us. It's always about God's will for our lives and marriage and family. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We glorify your name. We honor you, Lord. We glorify. I want those of you that are listening, and some of you are still crying and on the floor and whatever, that's all right. You just stay right there and keep worshiping the Lord for as long as you need to or want to. Amen. But others, I want you to just lift your hands. Some of you can't even get up because the anointing is so strong. That's been released into the house. Amen. Some of you can't even get up. Go ahead, keep it there because the anointing is so strong. I see a mother, I see a sister trying to get up and she can't even get up. Amen. Son of God. Oh, yeah, but you can lay down as long as you need to. Lord God, this is your day for the deliverance. This is your day for blessing. This is your day for honor. Amen. You've been praying for your children. You've been praying for your husband. You've been praying for your wife. You've been praying for grandma, granddaddy. Amen. You've been praying for, even I see God praying for the next door neighbor. And I see God delivering her in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, glory to God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. And we give you majesty. All the glory goes to you, Father.
Oh, yes.
We deserve it. That's all. Amen. We didn't cancel it. Nobody. Amen. We can't miss it. Lena, I can't deliver nobody. Glory to God. Amen. It's your anointing. Amen. It's your burden removing. It's your destroying power of God, Father. And we just thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
We just give you glory. And we give you honor. And we give you worship, Father. Oh, thank you, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I turn this back over to the bird. I would like to thank them, as always, for having us. Amen, to come over. I didn't feel to finish, but I didn't have to finish because God said it was already done. And we believe in going with the flow. And so we thank you. We want to turn it back to the birds now.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, the boy shock out of that here. We thank the spirit of the living God today. I see restoration here. Oh, hallelujah. Wipe the tears from your eyes, QB. Hallelujah, glory to God. I see a restoration, glory to God. Hallelujah. I see restoration. Oh, glory to God. We call those names out. Raymond, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Dominique and Justin, hallelujah, glory to God. And Bob, Kimberly, and Tiny, and Pamela. Hallelujah. We see restoration of families. Hallelujah. Our loved ones. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless you. Oh, wipe the tears from your eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I know it's tears of joy because you see it with the eyes of your faith too. Glory to God. Oh, we bless God. Hallelujah. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Our God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. For moving in the homes of folks, setting the captives free. Hallelujah. I see people coming out of prison. Coming out of jails. Hallelujah. I see people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who were lost. You didn't know where they were. You didn't know where your children were. You didn't know where your family members were. You didn't know where your friends were. But they're coming out of their dark period. They're coming out the darkness into the marvelous light right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. We glorify your name. Oh, glory, 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 glory. We thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for those hallelujah, that was estranged from your parents, and the parents went on to be with the Lord before you were able to mend fences. I got news for you. Sit a chair in front of you and use your Holy Ghost imagination and have your parent in front of you, and you tell that parent, I'm sorry. I didn't mean all the things I said. I was just angry. I let my emotions dictate to what I was saying. Lord, hallelujah. Forgive me. Forgive me, Mom. Forgive me, Dad. Forgive me, brother. Forgive me, son. Forgive me, daughter. Forgive me, sister. Hallelujah. Forgive me, uncle, aunt, grandparents. Forgive me, Jesus Christ. And guess what? In the spirit of the living God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, they forgive you. Hallelujah. Not only do they forgive you, but God forgives you. He releases you. He said, as you go to God, forgive us, he going to forgive you. So, hallelujah, glory to God. Forgive everyone of everything, hallelujah, they've ever done to you, whether real or imagined. And then watch out. He's going to forgive you, and he's going to allow everyone that you have had an art against, hallelujah, or you offended, they are going to forgive you too in Jesus' name. But again, hallelujah, forgiveness is for you. Hallelujah. We thank God for people being free right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Dynamic duo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peaches, if you would go forth in the word of prayer right now, go ahead. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for the miracles. Thank you, Lord God, for the testimonies coming in. Thank you, Lord God, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that's gone up through the air. Lord God, you're restoring families. Hallelujah. Restoring bodies. The children back to their mothers and their fathers. Oh, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, for what you've done, and what you're going to do. Hallelujah. Nobody can do it like you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the word of God that's going to come forth. Even here again, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the word of God that's gone forth, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bringing forth, Lord God, 30, 60, 100-fold return, Lord God. Thank you for the restoration of the families, the husbands, the wives. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for restoring them back to you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for proving yourself to them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to forgive ourselves.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving us, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for restoration. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for your anointing, for your power, your spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we ask you to continue, Lord God. Let the flow of the Spirit just continue to go. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Father God, allow us to continue to be obedient to the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, bless the hearers. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. And look, I just want to share with you we're going to get right into the meal that heals, because we're going to share a lot of scriptures. And again, get your pen, your pencil, your notebook, a composition notebook, or whatever, your magic marker, flag, whatever you're going to use to write, because you're going to need to write down the scriptures and as we flow with what God is doing today. God is setting the captives free, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And I want you to know that for those who are listening, now Pastor Dr. Theodos Lee and I did not get together on the scriptures today, but he set the foundation for the message that's coming a little later. But I want you to know that's the Holy Ghost. Glory to God.
Amen.
And again, look here. We're getting ready to go into the meal that heals. Now, you need to call anybody that you haven't called already that's sick, that's afflicted, that's homeless, that's troubled in mind, that's depressed, that's upset, that's jobless, that needs a miracle in their life. They're looking for an infusion of finance. They're looking for a spiritual, a mental, emotional, social, or financial prosperity, a financial blessing, a blessing of immense proportions. If they're looking for that, get them on the phone now. Give them the number. Call them. Hallelujah. And tell them to get ready for Holy Communion, because Holy Communion is the meal that heals. It's the meal that, hallelujah, gives life, preserves life, and revives life. Hallelujah. So get yourself ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my. I feel my help coming now. I feel the spirit of the living God. He is moving by his spirit on this broadcast right now. Some of you, this may be your first time hearing our broadcast. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But that's all right. Yeah, because you are going to, hallelujah, experience something that you've never experienced in going to a church service. Yes, right, we are having church today. This is the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. And I'm going to tell you, last month, the producers and the sponsors of our program let us know that people in Australia and in Cambodia and Bolivia and Chile and the West Indies and the United Kingdom, that's England, and all those places over there in Europe, were listening to our broadcast last month. I don't know who's listening to the hallelujah. Cameroon, that's in Africa. All over the world, they're listening to what's going on. And what's going on is the Holy Ghost is having his way. You're being blessed right now as we speak. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Call somebody up on the phone now. Tell them, tune in, because you want a miracle in your life. You want to be healed and delivered. You want to be set free. Glory to God. Tune in right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel my help coming now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. More love to thee, O Christ. More love to thee. Now,
hear me
while
I pray
on bended knee.
This is my earnest plea.
Sing now.
More love, O Christ, to thee. More love to thee. More love to thee.
Hallelujah. That's it right there. I want you to get ready. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. And the word of the Lord says, examine yourselves. And we do that right now. And we love the covenant names of God. And as we say the covenant names of God, he becomes that to us.
Yeah.
So one of the greatest covenant names is Jehovah Tsidkenu, in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And right now, God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought, which was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges and no resentment and no guilt. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. And the word of the Lord again says, examine yourselves. So we comprehend, we fully understand, we fully aware of what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24. That's 1 Peter 2:24 says, hallelujah, with his stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 says, he washed our sins with his own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 7. Colossians 1:14. And Matthew 26:28 says, hallelujah, we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That with his blood, our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now the word says again in 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai. That means, blessed be God, the Lord. For we are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, that your word is going to do what was set up to do. And Isaiah, glory to God, Isaiah 55:11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now in Jesus' name. We thank you for them, O God. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, sanctify in Jesus' name. Glory to God. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, thank you, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for our healing right now. Your words say, Lord, in Luke 4:18 and in Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies right now in Jesus' name. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the intracranial system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Hallelujah. From the tips of our fingers to the tips of our toes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All over the world.
Yes.
Tumors disappear, dissolve.
In the name of Jesus.
Cancers dissolve, disappear in Jesus' name. New knees, new kidneys, new spleens, new bladders, new gallbladders, new livers, new hearts, new lungs,
yes.
New knees. Hallelujah. New hips, new everything. Give us an overhaul in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers.
Mm.
Father God, we thank you that your word says in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100, you said that we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you for healing bread today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. Glory to God. Thank you for the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, "This is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new promises to you. This is my new inheritance that you receive. And I wrote it in my blood." Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Mm. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 says, God said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." Mm. "And none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you."
Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
"When I see the blood."
Hallelujah.
I want you to understand, while we're doing communion, taking communion, it's not enough to take communion once a year. Mm. It's not enough to take communion once a month. Mm. Glory to God. I'm not knocking anybody who does it. It's not enough to take communion once a week. Mm. But you need to have the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ over your home every day. Take communion every day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because it's the meal that heals. If you only want to be healed once a year, that's fine. I'll accept that. That's your prerogative. If you want to only be healed once a month, that's okay. That's your prerogative. Mm. If you only want to be healed, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Once a week, That's okay. That's your prerogative. But I want to be healed every day of my life. I want goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, covers my home, my family, my loved ones, my jobs, my ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. I thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers my past, present, and future sins, covers my steps and missteps, my faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. I thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes of no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our families. We curse the curse. We cancel the curse. Every spell, every hex, we call down the fire of heaven on it right now in Jesus' name. Fire, 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 fire,
fire, fire. In the name of
cancel. We cancel, we curse the curse, we cancel it in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, nullifies, brings to naught, makes of no effect, eradicates, decimates, annihilates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion today. We thank you, Lord, for your healing today. We thank you, Lord, for your delivering today. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. Bare to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O Lord. And now, hallelujah. We're not finished yet. It's time for you. Family daily confession, because we want to speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family, in our extended family. We stand in the gap for them. There's some of them that don't even have the motivation to cry unto God right now to speak those things and be not as though they were. But we are going to stand in their place today. We're going to stand with our family daily confession. According to Job 22, verse 28, Romans 4:17, hallelujah, glory to God. 2 Kings chapter 1, the entire chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Again, we're standing in a gap for all of our family members. We are turning them over to God right now with our daily confession. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective. And we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of helps. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, O God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, for reaching that one and that one. Oh, Lord, yes, we thank you for reaching that one that may be thousands of miles away, hundreds of miles away, hallelujah, miles away. But you touched them today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Today is an acceptable year. Today is an acceptable time. We thank you, Lord, for touching that daughter, that son, that father, that mother, hallelujah, that brother, that sister, that grandparent, hallelujah, that grandmother, grandfather, that uncle, that aunt, that cousin, that nephew, that niece, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bless your name. We thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
and
you.
Now it's time for the word of God. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Satan, we say, if you notice right now that you're under our feet, we say, get thee behind us, Satan. Hallelujah. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. In fact, we afflict you in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for giving to each and every listener, even to their families that are represented on this in the service today, 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Before I go any further, Dr. Theotis, hallelujah, glory to God, peeped into the message. Pastor Peaches, while I'm going to tell a short story, I want you to go to, I think it was Isaiah 26, verse 3. When you get there, say amen. In 1996, glory to God, a young lady who was a single parent of four married a young man who was also a single parent of four. Oh, glory to God. They became the Brady Bunch. And 4 months after they married, they knew they had to have a big house. How many of you know that if you got eight children and you got daddy and mama in the house, you need a big house? Say amen, somebody. Mm. Well, I think it was on a Thursday. It was on a Friday. Glory to God. It was on a Friday. We were going to settlement. I'm talking about myself and my wife. We were going to settlement.
Thursday.
It was a Thursday. Mm-hmm. For the house that we still in. Glory to God. And I'm at work because I worked for the state. And we needed some money, some hundreds of dollars. It was over $1,000. We needed the settlement. Mm. And I called everybody and his uncle. I don't know. I might even call some cats and dogs. I called everybody I could think of to see if I could get a little bit of some more money so we could take to our settlement. Mm. And I could not find anybody. So this was during the afternoon. It was after break, after lunch hours, it may have been 1 or 2 o'clock. I finally went to the break room and called my wife. I said, honey, I think that we're going to have to cancel the settlement because I can't come up the rest of the money. And she said, oh, that's okay. We can still do settlement. It's going to be all right. And we hung up. And I'm sitting there in the break room, and I'm saying, wait a minute, maybe she didn't understand what I said. Because she was all cool, calm, and collected. The three C's, cool, calm, collected. You know, I was anything but. Yeah, I had butterflies, and they were flying all over the place. Jesus, hallelujah. Anyway, I said, let me call her back, because she must have misunderstood what I said. Because I was thinking we need to cancel the settlement meeting on today. So I called her back on the phone. I said, honey, you may not have understood what I was saying. I said I didn't get the money to take the settlement. She says, oh, that's okay. It's all right. We still can go to settlement. Okay. Okay, I finally hung up, and we went to settlement. The person that owned the home that we had, we are still in, older gentleman, he owned a hardware store, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He had some daughters. Now, I'm not saying that his daughters were racist, but I know one was leaning in that direction. And she said, oh, they don't have the money. We don't need to deal with that. And God had prepared me years earlier to think about giving a 10-day, note if you don't have the money. And I just came out with that. He reminded me of that. I said, well, sir, if you can give me a 10-day note, we'll have that money in 10 days. The young lady that was leaning towards racism, I ain't gonna mention the word. She was racist, and she was an Anglo-Saxon. All Anglo-Saxons are not racist, because some of them put their lives on the line to help us get the right to vote. So I'm not saying that, but this particular lady was, and said, we ought to give it to her. And Daddy, God touched this man. He said, these are good people. Give them the keys, and yes, I'll accept your 10-day note. Hallelujah. We got the keys to the house in September of 96. We got married in May of 96. And 2 days later, so that was Thursday, right?
Right.
On Saturday, we took the money and gave it to one of the sisters.
Mm-hmm.
2 days. We didn't need 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that scripture, did you get to that scripture?
Yes.
What's that scripture say again?
26:3.
Yes.
I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Because he trusts in thee.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't know what I was thinking about at the time, you know, when I first called my wife. I wasn't thinking about the Lord at that time. But my wife, she was thinking about, I know she was thinking about the Lord. And the second time I called, I know I wasn't thinking about the Lord, but she was. And so after the second phone call, I didn't tell you this, I went back, I was still in the break room, and I started doing an Old Testament. I said, Lord, I said, glory to God. I said, Lord, you took the Israelites across the Red Sea on dry land. You did this and that and the other. And, Lord, I know you can step in. I started looking at it because, you know, when your back is against the wall, you know that it's time to call on Jesus. And that reminds me of a story. I'll tell it to you next week. But But anyway, God stepped in.
And again,
read that scripture.
Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee.
Trust in God. Glory to God. Now, I got news for you. We've been dealing with the secret sauce. This is a secret of a victorious life in Christ. And today is the third piece on that. The first one was to be prophetic, to call those things which be not as though they were. The Bible say in, hallelujah, we shared that Job 22:28, you can decree a thing and it shall be established. Romans 4:17 says you could call those things which be not as though they were. So you must be prophetic in your utterances. Don't look at what you see. Speak what you see. Speak what you want until you see what you wanted,
yes.
Until it comes to fruition. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In other words, don't be pathetic. Be prophetic in your walk with God. That's the secret sauce. The word of God says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, intentionally, deliberately seek him. Hallelujah. So that was number one, secret sauce. Number two was forgive.
Amen.
You've got to forgive others. Because if you don't forgive, if you're holding unforgiveness, unforgiveness erases the forgiveness of the past. You say, what you say, boy? I said unforgiveness erases the forgiveness of the past. He said, where is that in the Bible? Go to Matthew 18:23. Start there and go to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And you find out that's the one, the person that had $1 million debt and got, and the king forgave him, and then he wouldn't forgive a fellow student, a fellow servant that had a penny and a debt. And the king called him back. Mm-hmm. And because you couldn't forgive your fellow servant who had a penny and a debt, you're going to have to pay me all of what you owed me.
Mm-hmm.
Unforgiveness. You better listen to me. Unforgiveness now erases the forgiveness of the past. You mess yourself up.
Amen.
But that's secret sauce. You got to forgive.
Amen.
So you can see clearly. So you can press the, forget those things from behind and press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. In other words, God wants to take you higher. He can't take you there if you haven't forgiven.
Hallelujah.
Today, hallelujah. You go to Philippians 4:6. Hallelujah. When you get there, say amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory to God. I want you to understand the secret sauce, today's secret sauce, is be anxious for nothing. In that factual recollection of my experience, my wife and I experiencing buying this home we are now in, I was anxious. But my wife was peace, had peace in her heart, in her mind. And then she came out. Look, I'll be honest with you. She almost made me angry at her. She's so calm and collected, and I'm on the edge of jumping off a cliff because I ain't got the money. And she calm and collected. Almost made me be mad. To God. But I had, I remember who she was, a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, blood washed, saint of God. She was my wife. God made her for who? Not for everybody, but for me. To God. So I had to listen. She brought me back to myself. Read that scripture.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
Bless God. That's the secret sauce, baby. You've got got to be, you know, the three C's, my wife, cool, calm, and collected. Look, you're living in this life. Stuff happens just because you're alive, baby. Yeah. Don't be upset because stuff, people say, if it wasn't for bad luck, I have no luck at all. Forget that mess. If you are in an oven. And stuff will happen to you just because you're alive. The good, the bad, the ugly goes around in circles, comes again. The good, bad, and the ugly. The quality of a person is not determined by what color of the skin, but what schools they graduated from, by who their mom and daddy was, what kind of house they live in, where they were born, you know. The quality of a person is defined by the way they handle. I'm going to give you a good word. You're going to learn a new word. Now, for some of you, others, you know this already. The vicissitudes of life. The vicissitudes of life. Those are the bad and ugly turns of life. The unexpected turns of life. Unexpected. When you can handle the unexpected with calm demeanor, and wisdom, you are adding the secret sauce to your life.
Hallelujah.
When everybody else is running up and down the street, screaming, pulling their hair out, oh, me, woe is me, woe. Or like Chicken Little, the sky is falling. All it was, an acorn fell on his head. He thought the sky was falling. and see, you got to understand who you are and whose you are. What's that next scripture?
Hallelujah. Matthew 8:26.
Go to Matthew 8:26. When you get there, say amen. See, y'all got to understand this. See, it's all right in having butterflies, but they need to be flying in formation.
Amen.
What did that say?
And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm.
See, Jesus did that forever for us. We have to have faith and believe he did that. In other words, the winds and the waves and the storms of your life, don't get upset. Don't get, you know, what we call it, fearful, what's it called? Trepidation. Don't get jittery and anxious and anxiety and depressed, all that stuff. He already said, peace be still. He already has rebuked the winds and the waves in your life, baby.
Amen.
It should not be a surprise that to you that they come. Can you fog up a mirror?
Mm-hmm.
If you can, that means you're still alive. And you surprised that stuff happened to you? The first thing that the doctor did when you were born or the midwife did when you was born is smack you on your back or on your butt. Life has been smacking you ever since. And you get surprised. It must be bad luck. Or one of the good ones that people say they're trying to sound religious. It must not have been for me. Bible said, hold on, baby. They that wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. It must not be. That's what a whole bunch of folks said to Noah. When he said it was going to rain, and he built the ark, and for 120 years or 100 years or whatever it was, they said, oh, that boat's not for me. The closest water is over 100 miles away. That's not for me. But, see, God spoke to him. And you need to allow God to speak to you, brother, sister. He said, how does God speak to me? Oh, we got to hear audible voice. Well, you know, that's good and it's great to hear the audible voice of the Lord. You got to make sure it's the Lord. Because if you hear a voice that you think is the Lord, he said, kill yourself and everybody in your block. That does not line up with the New Testament scriptures. That does not line up with God. Hallelujah. You know that's not God. You know that's not God's voice, okay? But you know, but it's nice to hear if you actually hear the voice, well, that's nice. But you know what? God spoke volumes. And then he had them collected and put it in a book. We call it the Bible. You know, the Bible doesn't even call itself the Bible. They call itself the Word of God. God. So when you look at a Bible and you see the word Bible on the front of it, it actually is a misnomer. It's the Word of God, the Logos of God. Nowhere in the Bible do you hear or see the word Bible. But you see the Word of God. The Logos is the written word of God. Rhema is the spoken word of God. And Jesus Christ is the living word of God. You see that all through the Bible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that's how he speaks to us. And when he speaks to us, he lets us know, be anxious for nothing. Give me another scripture.
Proverbs 4:6, 4:7.
Go ahead. Go there.
7, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
The peace of God. Look here. This is the secret sauce. You got to have the 3 C's. Cool, calm, and collected. With stuff coming, and it's going to be, you are not moved by the routine stuff happening in your life. Look, you are removed. The way that, hallelujah, you get upset at the unexpected. But if you can prepare yourself to gird yourself up, my wife shared so many times, when you're going through the good times, you need to stock up on spiritual power, on Holy Ghost power, because you know bad and ugly coming sooner or later because you're in this earth suit. Glory to God. So look here. You stock up on the good stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when bad come, you can skip on the good foot. Hallelujah. When ugly come, you can still step on a good foot because you got the word of God to stand on because it's solid rock. Do you hear me today?
Amen.
Do you hear me today? This is the secret sauce. Don't be upset. Don't get emotional over bad stuff happening. Now, you can get emotional over good stuff happening. Yes, indeed. What are your relatives that don't know God yet? Hallelujah, glory to God. Hit the Mega Million for $500 million, and they want to give you $10 million. Well, I want you to understand that it's okay to say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he said in his word, I'm not calling them a sinner. I'm not calling them wicked. But the word said that that money is yours. There's a transference of wealth. Glory to God. And when they give it to you, glory to God, you can say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can go skipping around the house. Glory to God. You can call your boss. Glory to God. Look, you can give your boss a 2-week notice. Glory to God. You say, boss, I'm 2 weeks to come in. I quit. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, I know somebody laughing at that. Yeah, stop laughing. Well, glory to God. Don't do that. You really give them a 2-week notice. Let's do things in decency and in order. Hallelujah. Okay, the third secret sauce again is be anxious for nothing. Don't be emotional when negative things happen. The vicissitudes of life, those are the bad things, the ugly things that happen in life. Don't be moved by them because you stand on the rock. When the winds come and the rain, just remember that Jesus has already said,
hallelujah.
What did he say already?
Hallelujah.
Peace be still. What did he say already?
Peace be still.
What did he say already?
Peace be still.
Do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth?
Mm.
Father God, I thank you for what we shared today. I thank you that the ground that we sowed into is good ground. We thank you for giving 30, 60, 100-fold, even the 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And Father God, let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Hallelujah. I need to get you to come in and pray for folks that want to be saved. Hallelujah. And then tell them how to reach us. Glory to God. Do all of that in the next few minutes. Go ahead, go. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I want Jesus Christ to come into your heart. Repeat this prayer. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Lord God, your word says I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that I am saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. If you want to contact us, just dial 410-444-5152. If you want prayer, just call us. You want to contact our mailing address, the Potter's House, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Trust in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in Jehovah is everlasting strength. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in Jehovah is everlasting strength.
Hallelujah.
Keep him.
Right up with our message. Well, I got news.
Hallelujah.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
My.
Hallelujah.
On thee, I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in Jehovah is everlasting strength. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in Jehovah is everlasting strength. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's celebrate now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Be blessed the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We glorify his name. Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far.
Hallelujah.
With our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know.
Glory, glory.
You better put some hands together and act like you go up in here.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, we haven't church ain't going nowhere.